So what was it that Rumsfeld used to say about Baghdad? He called it a target-rich environment in the lead-up in 2003 to the invasion. Well, if you're a hacker, and if you are part of this collective called Lulzsec, Lulz Security, it appears to be a target-rich environment on planet Earth for hackers these days, particularly for Lulz Security. They say this morning they've breached the Arizona Department of Public Safety computer system in retaliation for SB 1070. That's the state's immigration enforcement law. The group has released half a gigabyte of internal law enforcement documents. Following the story is Ravi Somaya, who's been reporting on the activities of Lulzsec or Lulz Security for our partner, The New York Times, joins us from London. Ravi, good morning.
Good morning.
So it seems to me that, and I want to know the details of what you know about what they've actually released to prove that they've hacked into the Arizona Department of Public Safety. But yesterday we were describing what a hacking collective is all about. And given the very diverse sort of target list of Lulz Security, it does appear that there may be folks in Arizona who are part of Lulzsec, folks in London, folks in Washington, folks around the world. What profile is emerging here?
So, I mean, they deliberately shroud themselves in secrecy. But from what I've gleaned, they all seem to be in their sort of early 20s. They're all, if not mostly male. Some are in Europe, we know. Others almost certainly in America. And all we know about them apart from that is they have these names like Topiary and Sabu and other hacker handles, and they like causing trouble.
And one name that apparently is a real name, Ryan Cleary, whose arrest in London as part of a Scotland Yard FBI sting, has he been directly linked to Lulzsec, and do we know that he's a part of it?
One of the allegations the police have made against him refers to an attack that Lulzsec claimed credit for. So an attack on Britain's serious organized crime agency is one of the attacks that he was in court for yesterday. So that's the only concrete link we have. People in Lulzsec have said he's only peripherally involved. There have been some disputed accounts, but it seems like he's not a major player, maybe, but is perhaps involved.
Although when Julian Assange, the head of WikiLeaks, was arrested, and I believe that arrest took place in Britain as well, right?
It did.
The response, not necessarily from WikiLeaks, but from the hacker community in the form of that group Anonymous last year, was to try to take down a bunch of commercial sites in retaliation. It seems as though the arrest of Ryan Cleary, whether he's peripheral or central, has not been any kind of a deterrent.
No. I mean, actually, Ryan Cleary was in exactly the same court, in exactly the same witness box as Julian Assange was. And it's sort of poetic, I suppose, then that the hackers remain completely unbowed. I was talking to people yesterday who were saying, well, you know, the FBI are after them. Obviously, this arrest of Ryan Cleary shows serious intent on the part of governments to stop these people. And all day yesterday, Lulzsec's Twitter feed was very quiet. And so, you know, I and other people began to think, well, maybe they have been cowed. Maybe they've thought, well, the time is now to step back. But then obviously, I think they deliberately waited, or their Twitter feed suggests they deliberately waited until all the news deadlines passed and then put this thing up, this charge of documents from the Arizona
right.
Department of
Public Safety. Yeah. Now, so do your sources, law enforcement sources suggest that this list of targets gives an indication of either the ideological component of Lulzsec or their ability to recruit around the world, anything like that?
Well, they're recruiting from so after Assange was arrested, thousands of these kind of internet activists rose up, and they were kind of united for one of the first times. And so there's a massive pool of people who are sort of ideologically committed to chaos, anti-authoritarianism, and kind of what I describe as anarchic glee. So they have a massive pool of people to draw from. A smaller number of those people are very skilled hackers, and so that limits them to some extent. But there are always going to be new people coming through. And in terms of law enforcement, my impression is, and they're not commenting a great deal on it, that, you know, they're scrambling. What one of the activists told me is that the most savvy people protect themselves very carefully, and the kind of kids who are just messing around don't protect themselves at all. So any law enforcement efforts, almost by default, tend to sweep up the lower-level operatives.
And it appears as though one of the incentives to even engage in this kind of activity is to get international attention. And in fact, I gather the profile of Lulzsec has actually attracted hackers to try to take down their own website this morning. There's a character called Jester who's trying to claim that he's got Lulzsec by the, you know, by the neck here. Is it possible that this is a battle taking place, you know, in a kind of video game space away from all of us on real planet Earth?
It's exactly that. The Jester's been around for a while, actually. He tried to take down WikiLeaks. He's kind of a pro-American military hacker or activist, web activist. And he tried to take down WikiLeaks in December. And there's all this infighting. There are several different groups saying, well, Lulzsec aren't the real hackers. We're the real hackers. How dare they say this? And here are the Lulzsec's identities, and we're going to tell the FBI. And it's a very, one of the people I spoke to yesterday called it a very juvenile world.
Although, you know, I always say I hate to put you guys from the New York Times on the spot, but of course I'm lying because I love to put you guys from the New York Times on the spot. You know, maybe this is a part of a bigger story. I mean, we've seen in a lot of trends around the world that you know, in a variety of ways, the 21st century is challenging the traditional notion of nation state, and that, you know, the kind of chaos and anarchy that's breeding online is really as much a part of that as it is the actions of a bunch of fringies.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to someone yesterday who was saying that this has just revealed the whole of the internet is not secure. We had the assumption the internet was secure. It's not, in fact, secure. Almost every website, this guy was saying, is eminently hackable. So, I mean, to what level is another matter. I think Lulzsec aren't going right into the depths of these websites and pulling out the most sensitive information, but they're certainly getting access to things that people would hope they wouldn't get access to.
Well, when we see the webcam pictures from the Oval Office, we'll know that a major security breach has been made. But right now, it gets us back to our original point. It's a target-rich environment for organizations like Lulzsec. Ravi Somaiya, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ravi Somaiya is covering the Lulzsec story for the New York Times, our partner, based in London. The report this morning that the Arizona Department of Public Safety, the latest target of Lulzsec.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.